But we have had crews out all night. We've got contract crews as well as our BTU crews, and have managed to, you know, we started the day yesterday with about 3,000 customers out of electric service with BTU, and at this point we're down to about 875. A great many of those are still in the Wheeler Ridge area, and we worked all night to do the construction work of putting poles back in, wire back up, and fixing transformers, rehanging transformers. But we were unable to energize that because we need to do a house-by-house assessment, and we needed daylight to do that. So what we have right now is about four bucket crews in the area. We've got tree trimmers still working, but our metering folks need to go and take a look at everything, make sure before we energize the line, we need to know which houses can take power. Houses that are too badly damaged to be re-energized will be cut to that pole where they will not get energized just for safety, and then they'll have to have some electrical contract work done on their house themselves before we can energize those. But we hope by the end of the day, if the weather doesn't hit us too hard today, that we can have everybody back on or be very, very close to that.
Now, David, how are you going to be able to inform people as to what the situation will be for their particular house? Because if we're starting to go house by house, there'll be good news and bad news on every street. How will they be informed as to what the situation is for their particular property?
Yeah, you know, customers, of course, most of those customers will be on site because they've got issues of their own related to the house. So we'll be doing, our crews will, of course, be talking to individuals quite a bit. We are on Facebook for Bryan, Texas Utilities, so we encourage anybody to just go onto Facebook. We our social media posts come more often than anything else, and we're also on Twitter if they want to follow us on Twitter. But for individual customers, that'll have to be conversations we have with them, and anybody that we haven't made contact with, we'll reach out to and try to make sure they understand that work needs to be done to their house before we can get them going.
David Worley joining us from BTU this morning. For a moment, explain to me what the difference is because you have automated meters. How does that make your life easier? How is it different?
Really, it makes all of our lives easier because, you know, in the old days, very often we didn't know you were out of power until you called us. But now when the meter loses power, it does send a signal to us, and it tells us that we are out of power. And so we don't really need to call in right now. You know, the call-in lines are very slow. We already know you're out of power, and we are working to restore.
And finally, give me just a little bit of background on, you said you have contract labor coming in. Tell me how it's an interlocking system, utility companies all over a certain area. When one of them has an emergency, others are called in. How does that work? How do you get that in place?
Well, luckily, we had some contract crews in our service area doing work for us already of building some new lines for us. And we provide all the material for that. So we have plenty of inventory, and we can mobilize very quickly to respond to a storm like this. So we were able to pull those contract crews off of constructing new lines and have them come in. All of these linemen are fully trained to do the storm restoration. They do it. It's their life. Many of them done it many, many years. So these guys can roll in really quickly, and having multiple contract crews available to us was great. College Station Utilities also sent us a couple of crews and helped us out because they didn't have the tornado damage. And then, of course, we had we were complicated by the high flood waters, so there were some rural areas and still are some rural areas we just physically can't get to yet until the water recedes a bit.
I understand that. David Worley from BTU, thanks for giving us a call this morning, David.